Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Clark, Chief Executive Officer of Destiny Pharma, DEST. It's ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Good to talk again.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about, we're quite aware of, people who are listening and following the story are aware of your sort of lead assets. And this is not a lead asset, it's sort of preclinical, but it's good news anyway. Positive results from Spore Cove Research. And we'll discuss that and explain the significance of that in a bit. Before we do, Neil, for people maybe not that familiar, just give us a brief overview of Destiny Pharma, please.
Okay, yeah, we're obviously a UK biotechnology company working in the area of infection prevention. And we have 2 late-stage assets targeting infections, one looking to prevent post-surgical infections caused by bacteria that can live in the nose. And then we also have a product, M3, targeting a nasty gut infection caused by a bacteria called Clostridioides difficile. So we have 2 late-stage programs, which have finished phase 2, heading towards phase 3, where we're looking for partners. And we recently announced a partnering deal for US rights with a company called Sebela for M3, that gut infection product. So, you know, late-stage advanced programs. But we also have an earlier pipeline. We have Exa-73 Dermal, which there are actually 2 programs there going through the preclinical stage this year, which one of which is grant funded, so watch out for data from that program later in the year. We've also always had, since the middle of 2020, when we were in the middle of obviously a very, very threatening and nasty COVID-19 pandemic, we won a grant in joint collaboration with a very expert company called Sporegen, a UK company, working on one of their products called Sporcov, which is a nasal spray looking to trigger the body's natural sort of innate immune system to protect against viruses. So this is actually sort of antiviral, as it were, rather than antibacterial. And it was developed under Innovate UK grant funding, £800,000 grant over the last couple of years. And we have today announced obviously some very good research data from that program. So it's across the board. We are focused on infection prevention. But also, I like to think that since the IPO several years ago now, we've delivered continually across each of our assets good progress. Obviously, the value focus is on the late stage assets, but these new earlier stage assets also can be very valuable. And I think it underpins the expertise of our R&D team that we continue to start early projects and they progress through these early stages of research and hopefully can become a clinical projects in the future where, of course, the real value is.
Yeah, absolutely. So this product here that we're talking about, you've got the results there, and the results are from what? Is it preclinical? Is that right?
Preclinical. So this is research studies done at expert groups, one of which is University of Liverpool, and their COVID-19 models and other actually viral models, but also in sort of standard contractors looking at influenza, toxicology, so safety data as well. So developing a whole package which shows that it's safe. And some great data produced from these well-established COVID-19 and influenza models, and looking forward now to the next steps. And also under our collaboration with our Vietnamese partner, Hura Biotech, who are manufacturing this bacterial formulation. They've also, under the collaboration, done some early human studies, so phase one safety studies showing that the product is safe. And they've also used the technology and taken the decision under their regulations in Vietnam, which are slightly different to ours, to launch a product using elements of the spore cough technology in a nasal spray, which will be effectively what we call sort of sold over the counter. Doesn't need a doctor prescription because it's, you know, very safe, and looking again to be a simple nasal spray that protects against a variety of respiratory viral infections. So quite a lot of news announced today. Again, we've been working perhaps quietly. I know people may have expected news earlier under this grant application, but under the collaboration, we've been careful to make sure we move forward on all fronts regarding intellectual property, academic publications. But yeah, very good update today on the on this program. Yes, early stage research program, but really good progress, which is always really good to see, because research projects are, of course, by their nature, sometimes more risky than later stage clinical programs.
Yeah, yeah. So no, it's interesting that in Vietnam, the phase one, and they're already commercializing it. So I assume you'll get some royalty from that. But explain to people then who've listened now. Say, well, why do we need this now? We've got vaccines. What's the deal here with this? How is this significant?
Well, this is, first of all, vaccines, as we know, we've had to have different vaccines to cope with different variants during the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember, this product, though it's, it was originally, obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic was the trigger for the grant application and successfully successful project. It also, though, has potential against influenza, which we know is still, especially sort of winter season, a major problem. COVID-19 has not gone away, or COVID has not gone away. There are still people suffering from COVID. And of course, there's a global concept now of pandemic preparedness, being better prepared for the next respiratory viral infection, which unfortunately will happen. And in certain countries, of course, at the moment, there are still significant problems caused by coronavirus infection. So there's still opportunities. Yes, it's perhaps not the sort of the unfortunate sort of panic basically we had in 2020, but still significant opportunities for products such as this, and it can be used alongside vaccines. So as we perhaps learned, as we all became more expert in vaccines are not 100% effective. Certain patient populations are perhaps less responsive. So anything that you can do to improve their response and have a first line, easy to use treatment, and this is a very stable, easy to store nasal spray, that can only help. And again, it's good low cost of goods, we wouldn't expect it to be very expensive. So this is sort of the target product profile we're working towards. But we'll do more work now. We've got the data set. We have looking at what could be potential clinical routes, but also potentially other what are called natural product routes, whereby this product could be used, taken to market as it is being in Vietnam, perhaps with slightly different routes, but still going through robust reviews, regulatory studies where required, to make sure it's safe and effective. So really exciting place to be, and as I said, what the opportunity now for us is with good data. With bad data, there's not too much you can do. With good data, there's still got moving forward, and we'll announce more later in the year, I'm sure, regarding next steps on this program.
Yeah, yeah. So what's interesting is the difference between obviously vaccines and this is that it can still be effective against new mutations, because vaccines will target the actual strain, whereas this is more boosting your immune system, which will protect against most things, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's some really interesting science behind it. But basically, yes, it's looking to trigger sort of the innate immune system, targeting obviously the nose, the nasal mucosa. But by doing that, of course, it also can sort of the immune system is quite a complicated machinery. That there's more complicated sort of cascading into your adaptive immune system. So yeah, really, really interesting potential. But yeah, first line, what you want to do is to get these sort of, get your nose, your nasal mucosa fired up, protecting you from these viral threats. It's fairly obvious that you're going to breathe in through mouth and nose with these sort of airborne viruses. And it's first line protection, but actually does something. We've got obviously the data now to show that it really is beginning to trigger these types of responses, and there's more publications and work to come out on this as we move forward. But really pleased that a grant, again, credit to must give credit to Sporgen as well, University of Liverpool, our partners, Innovate UK for the funding, and Hura Biotech for their investment in the program. You know, a real international collaboration of real experts, which has delivered what it set out to do. But as ever in early stage programs, you know, the next steps are now really important to drive it forward.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, what's interesting here as well is the attributes here can be stockpiled. You said almost indefinitely. I remember back in COVID times, you know, we were worried about the supply chain, the cold chain there. It had to be like minus 40 or minus 70 or something, which was almost like most, you know, hospitals didn't have those kind of systems, or, you know, pharmacies didn't anyway. So this is a different kind of product, isn't it? It's sitting on the shelf, basically.
Yes. I mean, obviously, you know, you always need to monitor stability and keep it safe and secure. But yes, no, it's a very stable formulation. And yeah, it's again more flexibility, could be used more widely. You know, opportunities in sort of low middle income countries as well, where perhaps it's not, you know, so simple to have, like you say, the sort of the cold storage that's needed for not all for certain vaccine types. So so again, really, that was always the intention from the start as well, to have a, you know, an easy to use, stable product, simple application. Good, you know, low, easy manufacturing, low cost of goods, which means it can be priced sensibly. But again, the opportunity for stockpiling, pandemic preparedness, which we see in other, you know, other sort of infection strategies, you know, smallpox, etc., where there's a stockpiling of vaccines there. So yeah, really interesting product, quite different perhaps to our clinical assets in, you know, again, our lead assets, XO73 and M3, but still the same principle: infection prevention, fast, safe, effective, you know, low cost of goods. These are real themes in our portfolio, which is always good to have a focus. And I think great credit to our team, again, Sporgen, for the initial sort of grant application, to be honest, and then assembling the experts to deliver the program.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? You've got a lot going on for like a 33 million market cap company, what, 10 million of cash, pretty much. Like I say, you've done the deal on M3. And now, I suppose, of the later stage assets, it's XF73 you're looking for a deal on. Is that right?
Yes, that's, you know, that's public. That's the strategy. We're looking to find partners for XO73 nasal to get that into phase three clinical studies next year. So that's something we're working very hard on. But at the same time, as you said, we have other programs going on. We also have our XO73 dermal program. There's more news from that. So I think across the company, of course, it's good to have news flow, especially when it's positive and successful, such as the Sporkov update we put out today.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, well, Neil, if you could then, as always, three reasons. If someone's listening to this and likes the sound of the progress you're making but are not yet following the story, give them those three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Destiny Pharma to their watchlist, please.
Okay, thanks, Justin. So, yeah, late-stage pipeline. So we have a late-stage de-risk pipeline diversified with two lead assets. Good, strong balance sheet, as you said, money well into the back end of 2024. And continuing progress across the pipeline. We're a company that's delivering, you know, across all our projects.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Neil, good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on. And so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.